What if the secret to preventing devastating injuries wasn't about getting stronger, but about getting smarter with your body? Consider this. Women tear their ACLs 4 to 6 times more often than men, not because they're weaker, but because something fundamental is missing in how we understand core stability. Over 100,000 ACL surgeries happen annually in the US, and 50 million adults lose 500 million workdays to preventable injuries. These aren't just statistics. They're lives interrupted, careers derailed, and potential lost. Dr. Bogdana Zazulak's groundbreaking research at Yale revealed a truth that changes everything. Your core isn't just about having visible abs or raw strength. It's a sophisticated command center that, when properly trained, can dramatically reduce injury risk for everyone. Professional athletes and celebrities like Jennifer Aniston credit her methods for maintaining resilience through punishing schedules. The real question isn't whether you're strong enough, it's whether your body knows how to use that strength intelligently. Your core is an orchestra of 35 musicians: abdominals, back muscles, pelvic floor, glutes, spine, pelvis, and hip joints. Most notice only the global muscles, like six-pack abs, that produce visible power. The real magic happens with local muscles: your diaphragm, pelvic floor, transversus abdominis, and multifidus. These deep stabilizers automatically activate milliseconds before every movement, controlling individual vertebrae with precision you'll never see in a mirror. You cannot strengthen muscles your brain isn't actively using. True core stability isn't rigid stiffness. It's sophisticated neuromuscular control that activates the right muscles at precisely the right moment. Close your eyes and touch your nose. You're using proprioception, your body's sixth sense that knows where you are in space without looking. Try this. Sit before a mirror, fold your arms, close your eyes, and slowly twist your upper body as far as comfortable. Pause, then rotate back to what feels like your starting position, eyes still closed. How close were you? Your brain constantly integrates feedback from three systems: your inner ear's vestibular system, proprioception from muscles and joints, and vision. Yale research found athletes with poorer postural control when chairs suddenly released were significantly more likely to get injured later. Your body's ability to sense and respond determines whether you'll stay healthy or end up sidelined. Balance a stick vertically in your palm. When centered, it's stable. As it tilts, your hand must chase it. Larger displacements require bigger movements and greater force. Close your eyes and it becomes much harder because vision provides crucial feedback. This reveals a key truth. Better proprioception and core control mean less compensatory work to maintain balance, reducing strain throughout your body. Your body is a kinetic chain of over 650 muscles, with your core connecting upper links, shoulders to fingers, with lower links, hips to toes. Modern life undermines this system. Prolonged sitting, sleeping curled up, and repetitive movements disproportionately shorten front muscles while weakening the back. This creates gluteal amnesia. Your glutes, the biggest muscle group, fall asleep from neglect. Warning signs include slouching forward, a flat butt, thick quads but undefined hamstrings, or tightness when lying flat. Stand on one foot. If your pelvis drops on your lifted leg side, your posterior chain isn't functioning properly, setting you up for injury. Until puberty, girls and boys show similar injury rates. Then everything changes. As girls develop curves and wider pelvises, their alignment shifts. Growth spurts add up to 7 inches yearly, raising the center of gravity. It's like trying to balance a broomstick with a weight on top, inherently harder. While boys experience a neuromuscular spurt after growth spurts, automatically developing proportionate muscular power, girls don't. They face higher centers of mass, wider pelvises, smaller muscles and bones, and looser ligaments, all without the engine to control these new biomechanics. Girls now enter puberty about 3 months earlier per decade than 50 years ago, facing these challenges younger. This explains why female injuries are predominantly non-contact. They're losing control of their center of mass. Research shows females activate core musculature differently during dynamic activities, with less posterior chain activation and reduced trunk control. The empowering truth: both men and women can dramatically improve neuromuscular control through targeted training. Just as the reed survives storms by bending while the rigid oak snaps, psychological resilience, optimism, confidence, positive self-perception strongly predicts wellness and can be developed alongside physical training. Jessica's wakeboarding accident shattered her knee, rupturing all ligaments and a major artery. Doctors warned of possible amputation. Yet through medication, deep breathing, and a resilient mindset, she returned to work as a wildlife guide, trekking up to 20 miles daily without knee pain. Her story reveals a revolutionary truth. The brain remains far more malleable throughout life than previously believed. Core training creates engrams, movement software programs in your nervous system, dictating which muscles to use, when, and how intensely. These neurological blueprints enable automatic control faster than conscious thought. Regular meditation strengthens this mind-body connection, increasing focus and balance while reducing stress, anxiety, and pain. The vagus nerve, your body's longest nerve connecting brain to organs, regulates heart rate, swallowing, and breathing. Higher vagal tone means your body returns to relaxation more quickly after stress. Deep breathing and meditation effectively increase vagal tone, as do cold exposure, humming, and gargling. Negative thoughts hinder optimal function and increase injury risk. Transform self-doubt by recognizing negative thoughts and flipping them into positive affirmations. Like exercise, positive thinking becomes habitual with practice. Your pelvic floor, a hammock-like structure supporting internal organs, coordinates with core muscles for stability. Compromised through pregnancy, childbirth, weight gain, or aging, it causes incontinence, back pain, and organ prolapse. Deep breathing creates vital connection. Your pelvic floor lengthens on inhalation and elevates during exhalation. Shallow breathing prevents this coordination, leaving muscles tense. Urinary incontinence affects 30 to 70% of women and up to 15% of men, yet embarrassment keeps many silent. Daily practice is essential. Breathe in to relax, breathe out to activate. The release phase matters as much as tightening. Overclenching creates tension rather than functional strength. Proper nutrition fuels this foundation. Emphasize organic, unprocessed, locally grown whole foods, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, healthy fats, and proteins. Water regulates temperature, eliminates toxins, and lubricates joints. Aim for 11.5 cups daily for women, 15.5 for men. Recovery and sleep are as vital as exercise, allowing your body to replenish energy. Core empowerment comes from dynamic activities that challenge your core in real-life ways, not isolated exercises. Like a gyroscope, a stable core maintains balance while allowing freedom of movement. True empowerment comes from exploration. Try paddleboarding, surfing, mountain biking, or rock climbing. These activities create new pathways connecting brain to core. Pilates aligns, lengthens, and protects the spine while developing core strength. Yoga combines breathing, postures, and meditation to calm the nervous system and balance body, mind, and spirit. Martial arts like Tai Chi improve balance and cognitive function through movements that harness core energy. Dance enhances mind-body connection through rhythmic stimulation. Outdoor exercise provides greater psychological and physical benefits than indoor workouts. Your core training should match your life, your body, and your goals. By mastering your core, you build resilience that radiates through every dimension, from how you move, to how you think, to how you face challenges. Your core is where physical strength meets mental clarity, meets spiritual centeredness.